And before we begin, I was wondering if I could have all the kids come forward and maybe sit down at the front here. So these are kids who, whether you've came to the holiday program or not, and you'd like to be part of what we're doing this morning, I'd love you to come forward and take a seat. Fantastic. While they come forward and I have a little bit of a chat with them, how about you stand up and go and say hi to someone that you've not seen before? Yep, we haven't seen for a while. That would be fantastic. Alrighty. Fantastic. Okay. Come on in and sit down, sit down, sit down. Come on in and sit down, sitting quietly. Yeah, you don't want me to sing. Best you come along. Okay, well, good morning. Welcome here to our Cornerstone Family Service. What we're going to be doing this morning is we're going to be sharing with you some of the aspects of what we did at the Cornerstone Holiday Program, Kids at Cornerstone. And what we shared this time around was the story of creation. Because we found out 6 months or so ago when we did one of our holiday programs that the kids didn't know the story of creation. They've never been taught it, especially if they don't have Bible in schools, if they don't come up from a family who will share the Christian, you know, share the stories from the Bible. So this was what we wanted to do. We wanted to share the story of creation. Now, part of how we told the story was that we also taught the children a memory verse. Okay, so could I have some helpers up here to help share the memory verse? Okay, if you know it, then come on up here. And we're going to teach it to you because you will need to know how to do it as well as we go through the story of creation. Cool bananas. Okay, you can pop those down, Libby. That's all good. Okay, so, well done you. I wasn't there, but he knows it. That's fantastic. Okay, so the memory verse goes like this. Ready? God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. Genesis 1:31. Okay, so we're going to do that again, and even if you can't say it, we'd like you to follow along with the action, okay? God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. Genesis 1:31. Again, God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. Fantastic. Okay. Let's get on with our stories. Do you guys want to sit down? Okay, so in the beginning, and I do need my notes because to make sure that we get it in the right order, because we didn't. Okay, so first of all, before God created the heaven and the earth and everything that we see, earth was, according to the message, because this kind of gives it a really good description, there was a soup of nothingness, a bottomless emptiness, an inky blackness. And God's Spirit brooded like a bird above the watery abyss. And then on day one, God said, let there be light. And light appeared, and God saw that the light was good and separated light from darkness. And what did he name the darkness? You know, they named the darkness night, and the day, and the light day. And God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. Fantastic. Day one, do you want to come stand over here? Day two. Okay, what happened on day two, Amy? That's right. Do you want to say it in a big, loud voice?
He separated the sky and the
waters. That's right. So he made the sky and the waters. And that happened on day two. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. Fantastic. So after day two comes day three. Okay. So, what happened on day three, Amber? That's right. So he, with the separation from the sky and the sea, he made the land and then all the seed-bearing plants. God saw all that he had made and it was very good. Awesome. So the thing was, and as we're going to unfold over the next couple of days, God was creating this amazing place with everything that we would need in it. And we're not even there yet. We're not even finished. He'd created all of these things for us. And we're going to find out later on that he gave it to us to care for and to look after. And we're able to use everything, all of the produce that comes from there. And then ultimately, we're going to learn to be able to use it to create homes and use it to communicate. So many things over the years, over the centuries, we can use from what God has created here. We're going to go into our first story now. And we're going to learn about a man and a woman who have a dog and a cat. Okay. Let me just get down here.
Kate thoughtfully put her notes over mine, so I'll just move them. Right, this is a story of Mr. and Mrs. Schmidt, who lived on an island out in the middle of beautiful ocean with just one cat, one dog, some birdies, and a huge, beautiful tree. But Mr. Schmidt, he was a bit of a Mr. Fix-It. That's a bit of a... Mr. Fix-It. Fix my teeth. And he decided, the tree's okay, but it's a bit big. It blocks out all the shade, and, well, I just think I can do a better job. So Mr. Schmidt... Good move, Mr. Schmidt. Mrs. Schmidt said, "You twit! You twit! That tree was beautiful. It was big, and it was colourful, and it was beautiful." Here he is, Mr. Schmidt the twit. So Mr. Schmidt decided he was going to build this huge statue, and he was going to make it all beautiful colours and wonderful. And he thought, done a good job there. A bit like God, really. But Mrs. Schmidt saw it, and she said, "You twit! You twit! The birds had a perch on that tree. They could sit in there, and they had shade from the sun. It was just lovely." So Mrs. Schmidt thought, "Well, I can fix that." So he built all these things for the birds to sit on, and a great big huge tent for them to sit under in the shade. And he thought, I've done a good job there. And Mrs. Schmidt said, "You twit! You twit! In the summer, the wind would blow through the trees and the branches, and the birds would be singing, and it'd make wonderful noises. And now look at it. It's gone." So Mr. Schmidt said, "Well, I can fix that. I can fix that." So he made all this paraphernalia with things hanging off it to make wind chimes and dinkly dinkly sounds. Mr. Schmidt said, "You twit! You absolute twit! That tree also provide us with beautiful fruit. Beautiful, some lovely, succulent fruit. And now, it's gone." He said, "Oh, I can fix that." So he got together and he started banging and clattering and screwing things in and sawing things up. And he made a great big juicer. beautiful, eh? Absolutely beautiful. And Mrs. Schmidt looked at it, turned her nose up and said, "You twit! You twit." That tree used to take all the bad air out and put good air out in, so we could all breathe, fill our lungs full of clean, fresh air. So Mrs. Schmidt said, "Oh, I can fix that. Oh, can I fix that?" So he bangs and clatters and saws and screws and all sorts of stuff. And he ends up with that. That monstrosity for cleaning air. And it smelt. It had fumes coming out of it. There was a row. It was noisy. It was horrible. The whole place turned into just one great big factory. And it was horrible. But Mrs. Schmidt didn't say anything. Mrs. Schmidt packed the bags, got in a boat, took the dog and the cat, and found another island with a beautiful tree. And so, God had already made the perfect location, made the perfect place for them to live. But then Mr. Fix-It comes along, and we decide, oh, we can do a better job than God. And we bang and clatter and make noise, but we still can't make a tree, all the birds that live in it, or any of it. And that's the story.
Okay, and unfortunately we can see that working out today, can't we? And the things that happen, how God has given us so much, and the things that we think we can do better. But never mind, let's get on with our story. So day one, we had God made day and night. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. Day two, God, big loud voice. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. Day three, and he made the land. That's right. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. Okay, day four. Who's day four? Come on up, Katie. Fantastic. What happened on day four? That's right. He made the stars, the moon, and the sun. Fantastic. Day five. Jonah. So on day five, God made the So everything that flies and everything that swims in the sea, God made. My goodness, we can see that God is creating this most spectacular, most perfect place for day five. Sorry, we've done day five, day six. Who's got day six? Here she comes. Okay. Day six. What did God make on day six? God made humans, and he also made the animals. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. So God made the animals. And then what he actually said, and I'm going to read this out because it's fantastic. God said, "Let us make human beings in our image, make them reflecting our nature, so that they can be responsible for the fish in the sea, the birds in the air, the cattle, and yes, earth itself, and every animal that moves on the face of the earth." God created human beings. He created them godlike, reflecting God's nature. He created them male and female. And he blessed them, saying, prosper, reproduce, fill the earth, take charge. Be responsible for the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, for every living thing that moves on the face of the earth. And God looked over everything he had made. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. So, day one, day two, day three, day four, day five, day six, God was very busy. Day seven, God had a rest. Fantastic. Fantastic. Let's give these guys a hand. Okay, go and take a seat. Well done. So God had created man and woman that they would reproduce, that the earth would be filled with mankind, that he would be able to have a relationship with them and ultimately with each one of us, which is the most amazing thing. And we're going to share another story with you now that demonstrates a bit of that relationship that God longs to have with us, and maybe the kind of relationship that we might have and the kind of relationship that we might want to have. Okay, so I'm going to read to you a story. The story is called You Are Special, and it's by Max Lucado. The Weemix were small wooden people. All of the wooden people were carved by a woodworker named Eli. His workshop sat on a hill overlooking the village, and each Weemix was different. Some had big noses, I'm not going to point anybody out. Others had large eyes, big beautiful eyes. He's got big beautiful eyes. Some were tall. Who's tall? Who's tall? Stand up if you're tall. Yep, see? Some are tall, Jane, yep. And others were short. Yeah, sorry, Sue. Yeah. Some wore hats. Does anybody have a hat on today? Yes. And others wore coats. But all were made by the same carver, and all lived in the village. And all day, every day, the Weemix did the same thing. I stand up. They gave each other stickers. Each Weemix had a box of Golden Star stickers. Who's got some star stickers? Okay. And some had some dots. Hands up if you've got dots. Okay. And they would go up and down the streets all over the city, and people spent their days sticking stars and dots onto one another. The pretty ones, those with smooth wood and fine paint, always got stars. Who's going to get a star? But if the wood was rough or the paint chipped, the Weemix gave dots. The talented ones got stars too. Some could lift big sticks high above. Who's big and strong? Amy, show us your muscles, Amy. Oh, who's big and strong? Maria strong? Yep, go and give Maria a star. Some others knew big words. Who knows a big word? What word do you know? Fantastic. Let's give her a star. And who can sing a pretty song? Fantastic. Let's go and give Florence a star. Okay. Then some Weemix had stars all over them, and every time they got a star, man, it made them feel so good. It made them want to do something else to get another star. Others, though, could do little. And they got dots. Punchinello was one of those. He tried to jump high like the others, but he would always fall. And when he fell, the others would gather around him and they'd give him dots. Sometimes when he fell, his wood got scratched, so the people would give him more dots. Then he would try to explain why he fell, and he would say something silly, And the Wemix would give him more dots. After a while, Punchinello had so many dots that he didn't want to go outside. He was afraid that he would do something dumb, such as forget his hat or step in the water, and then people would give him another dot. In fact, he had so many grey dots that some people would come up and give him one for no reason whatsoever. He deserves a lot of dots. The wooden people would agree with one another. He's not a good person. He's not a good wooden person at all. And after a while, Punchinello believed them. I'm not a very good Wemix, he would say. The few times he went outside, he hung around other Wemix who had a lot of dots, and he felt better around them. I'm going to go and sit down, guys. I think it's night time. Everyone can go back to their houses. Thanks, Joanna. One day, Punchinello met a Wemix who was unlike any he'd ever met. She had no dots or stars. She was just wooden. Her name was Lucia. It wasn't that people didn't try to give her stickers, it's just that the stickers didn't stick. Some of the Wemix admired Lucia for having no dots, so they would run up and give her a star. But it would just fall off. Others would look down on her for not having any stars, so they would give her a dot. But it wouldn't stay either. That's the way I want to be, thought Punchinello. I don't want any marks. So he asked the stickerless Wemix how she did it. It's easy, Lucia replied. Every day I go to see Eli. Eli? Yes. Eli, the wooden carver. I sit in the workshop with him. Why? Well, why don't you go and find out for yourself? Go up the hill. He's there. And with that, the Wemix who had no stickers turned and skipped away. But will he want to see me? Punchinello cried out. Lucia didn't hear. So Punchinello went home. He sat near a window and watched the wooden people as they scurried around, giving each other stars and dots. It's not right, he muttered to himself, and he decided to go and see Eli. He walked up the narrow path to the top of the hill and stepped into the big shop. His wooden eyes widened at the size of everything. The stool was as tall as he was. He had to stretch on his tiptoes to see the top of the workbench. The hammer was as long as his arm. Punchinello swallowed hard. I'm not staying here, and he turned to leave. And then he heard his name. The voice was deep and strong. Punchinello stopped. Punchinello, how good to see you. Come and let me have a look at you. Punchinello turned slowly and looked at the large bearded craftsman. You know my name, the little Wemix asked. Of course I do. I made you. Eli stooped down and picked him up and set him on the bench. The maker spoke thoughtfully as he looked at the grey dots. Looks like you've been given some bad marks. I didn't mean to, Eli. I really tried hard. Oh, you don't have to defend yourself to me, child. I don't care what the other Wemix think. You don't? No. And you shouldn't either. Who are they to give stars or dots? They're Wemix, just like you. What they think doesn't matter, Punchinello. All that matters is what I think. And I think you're pretty special. Punchinello laughed. Me? Special? Why? I can't walk fast. I can't jump. My paint is peeling. Why do I matter to you? Eli looked at Punchinello, put his hands on those small wooden shoulders, and spoke very slowly. Because you're mine. That's why you matter to me. Punchinello had never had anyone look at him like this, much less his maker. He didn't know what to say. Every day I've been hoping you'd come, Eli explained. I came because I met someone who had no mark, said Punchinello. I know. She told me about you. Why don't the stickers stay on her? The maker spoke softly. Because she has decided that what I think is more important than what they think. The stickers only stick if you let them. What? The stickers only stick if they matter to you. The more you trust my love, the less you care about their stickers. I'm not sure I understand. Eli smiled. You will, but it will take time. You've got lots of marks. For now, just come to see me every day and let me remind you how much I care. Eli lifted Punchinello off the bench and set him on the ground. Remember, Eli said as the Wemmick walked out the door, you are special because I made you, and I don't make mistakes. Punchinello didn't stop, but in his heart he thought, I think he really means it. And when he did, a dot fell to the ground. Each one of us is made, has been made by God. God knows each one of us. And God longs for a relationship with each one of us. And that's why he sent his son Jesus. Because God loves us, he loves me, and he loves you so much that he sent his son Jesus. That whoever believed in him would not die, but have eternal life. Jesus paid the ultimate price on the cross so that we could have a relationship with him. So that we too could be like the Wemmicks and take that walk up the stairs into the woodworker's room. And we could spend time with him. And that we can learn more about him and how much he loves us and what he has planned for our lives. That we can find that what others think and say about us, what things have happened around us, don't matter so much, they don't weigh so heavily when we understand and know how much God loves us. We're going to take communion now. And as the elements are being handed around, we're going to listen to some music. Is there a video clip to go with it? Nope, we're just going to listen to the music. And I'd really like you to listen to the words, if that's okay.
The day is brighter here with you. The night is lighter. Everything glorious, and I am yours.
He makes everything glorious. He makes everything glorious. He makes everything glorious. And he made you. So what does that make? It makes you glorious. Father God, I just really want to thank you that you have created so much for us. You've made day and night. You've made the sky and the sea. You've made land, and you have made all those seed-bearing plants. You've made the birds of the sky and the fish of the sea. You made all the animals. You made the stars, the moon, the sun. And you made us. And your desire was that we would have a relationship with you, that we would live our lives with you, that we would know and that we would see the good things of you, and that we would reflect your nature within our lives to the world around us. Lord, this morning we want to say thank you. We want to say thank you for what you have made so that we could enjoy it. We want to say thank you for Jesus, for sending your Son, so that as we believe in him, that opens the door to having a relationship with you, and that we may have eternal life with you. We want to say thank you. Let's stand together as we eat and drink. Fantastic. Hey, well, please take a seat. At all, honey, let's just go through it again. Let's have our 7 days up just so we can remind ourselves. Because on day one, God made day and night. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. Good. Day two was, what did he do, Amy? He separated. Yeah. Yep, separated the waters, so there was sky and waters. See, God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. Day three, God made the land and all seed-bearing plants. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. Day four, God made the sun, the moon, and the stars. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. Day five, God made the birds of the air and the fish of the sea. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. Day six, God made the animals, and he made man and woman. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. And on the last day, God had a rest. Fantastic. Okay. Hey, what we always do, there's always a craft. There's always a craft that's associated with Kids at Cornerstone. Today, we will have around the area. You can decorate a cup. And then outside there is some soil and a plant. And you can take home your little container. And you can be reminded that God made seed-bearing plants. And he looked at it and he thought it was very good. And we also have some ice blocks today to go with our morning tea. So we will take some time to set up the stations. Feel free to start outside, filling up your plants and your containers, or you can do that inside. And there is plenty for everyone here to do, so you don't feel like you have to miss out because you're over 10 years of age. Hey, thanks so much for coming along today. Please stay, hang around, have some morning tea, and we'll catch up with you later.